fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We will get to Bills Bills in 1 second. Before that, quick plug for our friends out in Holdridge at First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Yeah, wrong hat.
Forget it. I have a lot of hats.
26 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 to ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket as always.
The phone never goes to voicemail. Parker always answers.
Really? 1 a.m., I'm answering
it. Yeah, he answers the phone 24-7. He's like, if you call, I answer. Any customers, any customer relationship, even no matter what, he's taking the call. And that's amazing. And that's that's why it's ag at its finest out there in Holdridge.
That's impressive.
They'll pick you up. Anytime, if you want to take the Amtrak train out there, they'll come pick you up 3 in the morning, take you back, get you a nice breakfast, and then kind of and school you up on what's going on in ag at Holdridge.
That's service.
Service. Yes.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of stop they have. I mean, do they have a station there?
I was sleeping at that point.
We passed to be a station.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what that looks
Wouldn't
like.
Wouldn't it be fun to go? Where are you guys going down the train station? See what's going on? God.
Sounds like a fun time.
You could do that here.
Yeah, I know it.
You could do it, but I think it's mostly closed during
really
the day.
Not much of a station over here.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. Okay. But I did enjoy that. I would do the Amtrak again.
Yeah, it didn't sound like punishment.
No, it didn't. I had a good experience. I'm not sure it always is that good of experience. So it went well.
I think I'd enjoy it.
Okay,
it's
Bill's Thrills
for a Wednesday version of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a wild card Wednesday. Is that right today?
Wild card Wednesday. Also, with the election coming up, there's all this craziness going on.
Yep.
Just get a hold of the cash cows.
Yeah.
It's fun to make money during all this. Everybody's all worried about the election and what's going to do to the economy. No, don't worry about it. Yeah. Get a hold of the cash cows and just roll. Just bathe in money is what you get to do.
I like to bathe in money.
It's incredible.
That's great.
We're going wild card and we're going football, Jake, if that's
love
okay
it.
With you.
Please. Yes.
Please.
I want to talk in-depth football on the Pac-12. I want to talk Pac-12
is no longer
Pac-12.
The Pac-12.
Everyone is off to a 2-0 start.
Okay.
Oregon State and Washington State. They're still the Pac-12. They are still the Pac-12. One of the two will get a trophy. One of the two teams will also get a trophy.
Are they doing that?
Yes. I cannot wait for that.
I can't wait for that. Yes, it's incredible.
Are they doing that?
They're off to a 2-0 start. And here's what I think is incredible I want to hit on. So this week is the Civil War, the Beavers versus the Ducks.
Yes.
So they're still playing the game. So they got left behind. But guess what? They're still playing one of the biggest rivalry games that's going on called the Civil War.
Yeah.
So that game is going, and that game.
That's this week.
That's at Oregon State. That place will be wound up. That's must see TV.
Is it?
Absolutely. Then you've got the Apple Cup. Now, these two games are used to always be the last game. The Apple Cup is Washington State, Washington.
Don't tell me they're playing this week.
They're playing this week, too. So the Apple Cup and the Civil War on the same week.
What a weekend.
The Pac-12 is alive and well. They're doing that. Now, that game's at Washington. I wish it was in the Palouse, but it's not. It's at Washington. Hmm. And the thing about this is it comes up is usually the last game, all things. So what is this hurt and what is great? A couple things is this. So Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, they disperse. They leave. Which, do you really blame Oklahoma? You think Oklahoma State wouldn't have went to the SEC if they had been asked? Oh, no, they'd have went.
Yeah, they're not getting asked.
They're not getting asked, but they would have went. So Oklahoma gets asked. So Oklahoma State does the, I'm going to take my ball and go home. We're not going to. Oklahoma wanted to continue to play Bedlam. Okay. Oklahoma State says no.
We're
Who's
good.
It hurt? The players and the fans. Imagine growing up in that game. Say you're a fifth-year senior, and you've been playing in Bedlam.
I agree.
And you
I wish I could disagree.
How about the fandom? Do you not want to play
that
game?
Why don't you keep playing?
Just keep playing the game because they got upset. They feel Oklahoma screwed them by leaving and going to this.
They feel jilted.
Yeah. And so guess what? The other two didn't. I thought Washington State and Oregon State, like, no, you guys want to play? They're like, yes, we want to play this game. It's important for the state of Washington, and it's important for the state of Oregon.
Wouldn't you say Bedlam's important for the state of Oklahoma?
Absolutely. There's been some great games. And I know Oklahoma State won the last
one. That's interesting.
But would you not want to see that game? What if Bedlam was this weekend? Okay. Would that not be interesting?
We have talked about having Gundy on. And what if Gundy was sitting in here? Would we just have to address it with him? You'd have to say, Mike,
what's the deal, man?
Why?
I think he's pretty pro to not play it.
I know. I think he is, too.
And I understand why they're upset. But to not have it, which brings me to this point.
Okay.
Like I said, it only hurts the players and the fans. But rivalries are so important, which you hit on here. When you have to work, when you have people on your staff that study the other team 24/7, 365, it's a great deal. If you don't think that Michigan knows what Ohio State's doing every day, if you don't think Ohio State knows, if you don't.
Do they?
Oh, they know. Absolutely. You don't think they know. If all of a sudden it's spring recruiting or whatever, and all the coaches are out for Michigan, you think Ohio State doesn't know where they were?
Interesting.
They know where they were.
I never would have thought that.
But now, like I said before, on rivalries, both sides have to turn their keys. You don't get a claimant from one side. No. That's a rival. And the other side's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. That's been a big detriment to Nebraska. They don't have a 24/7, 365 team.
Some people are going to still try, and they do this. They try to sell Iowa. I don't buy it.
They're still a big. It's big for Iowa. But if you talk to Iowa fans, there's like, no, that's not our. Plus the
Iowa State. It's Minnesota. It's Wisconsin. Minnesota.
Those are their rivals
before Nebraska.
And plus, because that goes back how long? I mean, Nebraska played Iowa like a few times when they were in opposite conference.
I'm going to tell you something, Bill, though. I heard from people the last time we went down this road, and they said, no, there's Iowa fans that hate Nebraska.
No, I agree with that. I agree that they don't like him. But it's not Auburn, Alabama.
No.
It's not
Nebraska, Colorado.
No, it's not. Nebraska, Colorado is way bigger.
Right, yeah, right.
Way bigger.
Right.
And so when you don't have that rivalry, it stinks.
I know.
It really does. When you don't have someone that you know all the time, where it's just this passion of who's playing who.
Lost it in the Big Ten.
You lost it.
We did.
But I'm just, the Pac-12 is like, you know what? We're going to keep playing this.
Good.
Game. These two, they're still going to play. Because that game, do you think Oregon State, what that crowd's going to be like
playing
Oregon?
Oh, it'll be wild.
Be wild.
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 It's hard edge.
I wish it was in the Palouse. It'd be such a
Washington edge. State, Washington, hard edge.
But it'll still be a sold out crowd, and they're into it. And they'll show plays of the history of the Apple Cup, the history of the Civil War. All these things are going to come up. And
Saturday.
You need that in college football. You have to have rivalry games.
The way that Oregon's playing, would you be surprised if they lost that game? I mean, they're 16-point favorites against Oregon State. It's in Oregon State, though.
I don't know what Oregon State has.
I've not watched him in great detail.
I
don't know him well enough. They'll play really well. I always fear a team that's as talented as Oregon and just haven't quite put it together. That always concerns me, because when I watch him and I see the punt return go back for a touchdown and the kickoff go back, and I see guys wide open, and I see guys on defense. And like I said, I was out there a month ago for 3 days.
What'd that offensive line look like?
They still look pretty good. And also, Dylan Gabriel's not looking that good. He's throwing at 84%. Yeah. He was 18 for 21.
I don't think he's the problem.
Yeah,
Are they running the ball?
They're not running it with the numbers like they would like.
Right.
They're not running it with the numbers they like. And Bo Nix carried the ball more himself. We all know that Gabriel can run. But he does not run the ball like they did in design runs, like they did with Bo Nix. So it's a little bit different in that.
Gabriel got loose against Nebraska. I remember that.
He did.
Strangely.
Long run. Yeah.
Strange run. But anyway. Yeah. Wow. Saturdays are incredible. They are. This Saturday's incredible.
The Pac-12.
Yeah. The Pac-12.
Alive and well. 2-0.
Wow.
Doing well. And this is important for them. Just think about this. If those two teams go 8-4, 9-3, do whatever, I'm just telling you, someone's extending them an olive branch, not an olive leaf. Olive Branch.
Who's it? No, what are you talking about?
I can see also in the Big 12 doubling back and just saying, you know what? Come on. It works for us, for you to come into the league.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I could see something happening for that to take place.
That the Pac-12 would double back to Oregon State and or Washington
State. And or Washington State. Or the
Big 12 would. Or is that what you're saying?
Big 12. So
Big 12.
What was I saying? Would I say Big 10? Yeah, the Big 12 would pick them up. Or the ACC, which is all spread out. And they've already got Cal and Stanford. So they might say, you know what?
No.
Why don't we just add these two teams
and
just make it that way we have a little bit better travel type of situation for a few games and they play each other.
Yeah, Yeah.
But, I mean, Washington State they stomped Texas Tech. They did. In the Mike Leach Bowl.
I think that was 38 to 16.
Is that right?
I'm going to say 38 to 16, Jake.
But they were in control the whole game, in control the entire game.
Yeah, they must be pretty good. Yeah. That game's probably hard to pick Washington State or Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, Washington State can't beat them.
Yeah, the score was 37 to 16.
37 to 16.
So you're off a point.
Fix it. Off a damn point.
Yes, fix it.
Interesting.
So anyway, that was my conversation.
I like it.
That's good. Wild Card Wednesday.
And then, like I said, you have to have rivals. And for not to play for Oklahoma State to do that, I'm down on that. Not down on Gundy. I like him as a coach. I love Oklahoma State. But
I'd like to ask Gundy that, though.
Because I was told that in the media, if it was right, that the Oklahoma's like, no, we'll play it. And they're like, no, we're not doing it because they were just upset. Just remember.
We'll have to talk to them in person.
Just remember, finally, what game are we finally going to see again that's going to be epic this year? Texas A&M. That was one of the greatest rivalries of all time. And guess what? Texas just got mad. And they just said, we're not playing the game.
We're going to see that now.
And also, now they're playing this year.
Yeah.
But that game should have never went away.
And I emphasize it all the time, but that is an example, a prime example, and maybe the prime, Auburn, Alabama, for sure, but that is hatred.
Hatred.
It's not even, there's nothing friendly about it. It's a hate
rival. It's a hatred, and also like that they know what the other team is doing 24/7, 365. It's Christmas Day, and they hear, so-and-so got a hold of so-and-so like that, really? I mean, they know everything, because if they miss out, if they screw up on a recruit and one side gets them and the other side just didn't think much, and all of a sudden they're going crazy. I mean, did you think that didn't haunt Texas with Manziel? I mean, as Manziel as Johnny Football winning the Heisman, and they're not. I think that didn't haunt.
And Texas isn't doing much
Texas
at all.
Isn't doing much at all. That was haunting to those fans.
They had Manziel driving everybody nuts in College
Station.
Do you think
Ohio State didn't go crazy watching Michigan just get stomped last week?
Ohio
State was it. They were in heaven.
They loved it.
Rivalries matter. Pac-12 matters.
Michigan in trouble.
That is Bill Spill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is also a wild card Wednesday for the game show. Today, how about Nebraska football all-time punt returners?
Oh, got it.
Best of all time.
He'll kill it.
You know, your Nebraska football punt returners all time, please call us right now at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. Harley. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip and Bill in trivia. Today, Nebraska football all-time punt return leader. Sip, you feel good about this?
Somewhat good, yeah. Somewhat. Okay.
We have Matt on the line. Matt, how do you feel about Nebraska football all-time punt returners?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good about it today.
Okay. Oh, all right. Bill, you feel good?
I don't feel good at all. Okay. No, I...
Osmosis, you'll be fine. You always say that, then you do well.
It has to go way back. The time I was gone.
These are all-time leaders, so good. First question goes to you, Matt. Bill, a lifeline for one question. Matt, who ranks second in all-time punt return yards at Nebraska with 1,218 yards in his career, spanning from 1999 to 2002?
Come on.
DeJuan Groves.
Yeah, that's a layup. Now, that's a layup
to start.
Yeah. A big layup.
If you wouldn't have given the years, right?
Yeah. Well, that'd be difficult. Yeah.
Wow, Jake. Wow.
Listen, layups
it's almost
are good.
Like this guy made up the game show and then sent it to Jake and then called in.
No.
Okay.
First question for the tie. Who ranks fourth in all-time punt return yards at Nebraska with 829 yards in his career, spanning from 1997 to 2000?
Sloppy Joe Walker.
What was the year again?
I don't know why. I guess
that 2000. That was the same time, but somebody else was better
really?
Than him. Yep. Don't say the name. Sloppy Joe Walker. I think was seventh or eighth all time.
Okay.
This person's fourth though. Do you want that one, Matt, or not?
I'll pass.
That would be Bobby Newcomb.
Oh, I should have got it. Yeah.
Joe Walker.
No,
was,
I think I would have had a chance.
Focus. Lack of focus got me.
But Joe Walker was top 10, so you're fine. He's top 10.
No, not fine. I should have got it.
We're in trouble.
Not fine.
For the win, Matt, last question. Who ranks fifth in all-time punt return yards at Nebraska with 817 yards spanning from 1989 to 1992?
Wow, that's hard.
Fifth all-time.
'92.
5 seconds.
Get ready. Get ready.
Five.
No, I don't have it.
Smith.
Just throwing
it out there. Hail Mary.
Smith. That's a good. I appreciate that you threw one out there.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Take it.
Hey, hold on now. 89. There's a possibility I can get this. 89 to 92.
If you get this wrong, the game is over.
My God.
If you get it right, you got a chance to win out.
You don't know this.
No, and I should. I'm really.
Pass.
Tyrone Hughes.
I thought, is it this? And then I went to this. Yeah. And then I would have had that eventually.
We've blown this game eventually.
But you're still in
play. I should have gotten Newcomb and we should have gotten Hughes.
For the tie.
We have to get to overtime.
If you would have mentioned that he played for the Saints, would have helped.
Bill is in play here. Last question. Who has the longest punt return in Nebraska history with a 95-yard return in 2010 against Texas? 95, a game Nebraska
what,
did
what
lose.
Year?
2010.
You're gone.
2010.
I should get it. This is
you
not,
were at the game.
Yeah, this is you embarrassing.
Were, you were at the game.
Nebraska, this is just flat out
Nebraska did lose this game. This is a big play to give him a chance, but they didn't
2010?
Yep.
Who was the punt returner? That was the Bo era.
Yep.
5 seconds. 95-yard return.
It was the Bo era.
Five.
You were at the game.
I was at
was
the
it
game.
Home or away?
Home game.
In home game.
Huge game.
Four.
I mean, Pearson L?
Three. Is that going DPE?
Yeah.
You knew he wouldn't give you that easy one.
Eric Hag had that 95-yard punt return, believe it or not. He did.
I can't remember him returning
punts. I don't think he did a lot, but he had that return in that game.
One of my favorite recruits from Arizona.
If I recall, it may have been a pooch punt by a quarterback, maybe that he
it might
retrieved.
Have been, yes.
It may have been.
But still,
I hear you. You're not wrong. I mean, yeah, I don't think he returned punts.
He did not, but that one was 95 yards. Congrats, Matt. We'll get the Bengals.
That would haunt you if you went with a trick. Let's let the leave the offense out and let the quarterback punt it, and he catches it, runs it back for a
95
touchdown.
95 yards.
That would haunt. You look real hard at the head coach on that one.
I think it's an extreme circumstances on that.
Okay.
I do.
Bill, tiebreaker. I told you that DeJuan Gross is second all-time with 1,218 career punt return yards. Johnny Rogers has the most in Nebraska. How many yards did he have in his three seasons? DeJuan Gross, 1,218. What did Johnny Rogers have in three seasons?
1,462.
I think that's a good number. Slightly over.
Slightly over is good. 1,515 yards in three seasons for Johnny Rogers. Yeah.
Freakazoid.
That's incredible.
Freakazoid.
500 plus yards a year.
DeJuan was a freakazoid,
he was.
Too. And that, they had Keel Craver at the same time they had DeJuan. They had Keel Craver and DeJuan.
Right after they had Walker and Newcomb.
Yeah.
Life has changed tremendously in the, if you go back into the history of punt. Punt used to be handled by the offense, and a lot of times there was offensive linemen that were covering punts. So the players that are covering punts now, and then the ability to control the ball like they can control it, makes it difficult. It's still available. It still happens.
It still did.
I just saw Oregon running back for 90.
It did.
So,
once in a while.
Yeah.
Iowa seems to be able to do it.
They can still do it. Yeah. There's no doubt. Remember that? He ran it back against Minnesota and they called him for a.
Was they illegal, called a fair catch.
Called a fair catch. It was too low. And that was a wow.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.